I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Heavy storms and flooding killed at least 37 people across eastern Kentucky last week. Infrastructure damage made it hard to even reach some communities. We spoke to a radio affiliate, the King of Kings Radio Network in Somerset, Kentucky, WTHL 90.5 FM General Manager David Carr.
The flooding is devastating. That's an easy word. And folks are homeless, and many efforts right now are being made by not only outside organizations, but churches are coming together, uniting together, sending things over there, as well as offering their help as well.
Now scorching heat settles into the region. Officials have opened 8 cooling centers to give people shelter. WTHL is gathering supplies to help with cleaning. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org and pray the action of local churches will show the love of Jesus. Recently, Mission Cry partners heard from Christians in the southeastern African country of Malawi. They asked for Bibles to be delivered to them. Mission Cry sends used Bibles and Christian books all over the world in shipping containers. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford.
I said, well, you know, we really can't send it there. It's landlocked. I said, we don't have anybody that can help release a container. And then literally 2 days later, we get a container application that comes in, and it's somebody in Malawi asking for a container, and they have the ability to clear it.
Not only that, but the request came from the exact same town as the request for Bibles. Since then, Mission Cry has sent 2 more containers to Malawi. You can be part of this ministry. Mission Cry gets their Bibles and Christian books through donations. You can also help sponsor the shipping containers at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.